Hello?
Hey, Sam, it dropped again.
Okay, yeah.
Stop working.
All right. All right, no problem. Okay, so, okay, couple questions for you. Keep it going here. What is, are you guys structured, you're structured as an LLC?
Correct.
Okay, now for the ownership, what's the ownership breakdown look like? Are you the 100% owner?
Yeah, I'm primary.
Primary, okay. So how's the rest of the breakdown look?
That's it. I mean, there's another guy, he owns a very small percentage, like less than 10, I think, so I don't even know if it matters.
Okay.
The application, but I'm the guy.
Okay, I should be able to work with that. Majority of the programs just require us to have at least 50%. So if you're far above that, we'll be in business.
Yeah, it's my show. I delegate it, but it's...
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been in business?
Let's see. The one that we're looking to improve that... I mean, I've been in the health club business 8 years now. That one, since 11. So what are we at? 5 years.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. All right, and then do you have any idea how soon you were looking to bring the funds on?
I mean, you know, everything's advantageous. Hey, I do it this afternoon, but I don't want to. I'm not.
Okay.
But again, if it never happens, I mean, I'll live with it. So I'm not, you know, racing against the clock. It's just it's one of those things. Sooner better than later.
Okay, I can work with that. I can work with that.
Yeah. I mean, all right. You know, I've talked to people that I laugh, and they're like, "We'll get you approved in an hour." I'm like, "Okay, time out."
Yeah, no, I mean...
I mean, I wasn't born yesterday. I mean, I'm an attorney I used to be a corporate attorney on Wall Street.
Okay.
So I've seen some things. So, no, I know when I see it, when someone's like, yeah, we'll get you approved for $200,000, give us an hour. I'm like, well, time out. Again, it's not something that happens, that easily. But, I mean, I'm just saying, if in the next week you have something, if it took a month, if it, I don't know, whatever we need to do, I mean, we're just keeping our options open and calling around.
Yeah, I just like to make sure, you know, we're on the same page as far as the timeline goes, if there's any restrictions, anything like that. I mean, we can move pretty quickly. I mean, it's not going to happen in an hour or even today. But, I mean, you know, if everything, let's say it's the smoothest process, everything falls into place, we like what we see. I mean, we can have the funds deposited by the end of the week. That's on the short end of things, obviously.
Right. You know, in our experience with Swift was like that. I mean, they were saying how quick they can move, but you have underwriting, you have all this stuff. But,
absolutely. They got to do their due diligence, and every now and then, you know, other things pop up where there's extra stipulations that are required. So I like to set realistic expectations, right?
Yeah. No, and it's better than traditional banks. Believe me, we talk to them, and man, I have so many relationships being a lawyer with bank people, but my God, it's just like, it's not even worth it. I mean, it's just like the stuff that they have you go through and the, oh, my God, it's just, but anyway, it is what it is. And your programs, I mean, I know you pay back an arm and a leg, but you know what, it's quick, it's simple, you know, and again, maybe, well, you know, not the best financially if you can get a 3% over 5 years, which isn't going to happen, maybe a 6% over 5 years, but like I said, they just, it's amazing. I mean, it's just the stuff that they want, and I don't know. I know the economy's changed. I don't know how long you've been in this business.
Yeah.
It's changed over the last, you know, 8 years, obviously.
Yep, 2008.
It used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember there was, you could get a $100,000 unsecured line of credit with a 600 credit score. No why.
Uh-huh.
I know banks that we have done that. I mean,
uh-huh.
And, well, that's why we're in the trouble we were in.
Yeah, exactly that. And then once that bubble burst, that's kind of where, you know, things got a whole lot more strict, and, you know, made it a little less advantageous for those larger banks to spend their time on the smaller loans. That's kind of, I mean, that's really how this whole working capital kind of package came about, kind of in response to that. Once those lines of credit weren't there, it's an alternate access to capital. So that's what we got here.
Right, yeah. I mean, whoever behind it, I mean, pretty smart idea. I mean, you get your money back, you get a lot of money back in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it costs a little more because, you know, it is unsecured, and it's just, it's cash deposited into the account. So there's a little cost to be paid with that. But typically, you know, as far as the industry itself goes, our rates are on the more competitive side. I know Swift pretty well, so I'm pretty confident that we're going to have some options that are going to look pretty good to you. Now,
good. Yeah, I mean, we're looking for a lower monthly payback, and again, if we can get more than what we owe Swift, it is what it is. I mean, the numbers are there.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to see where we end up. I mean, that's where it all comes down.
Okay. Now, here's a question for you. On Swift, are they taking that weekly payment? Is it an ACH draw from your account, or is it?
Yeah.
Is it okay.
It's bank account, $1,800 every Friday.
Okay, because I know you said you did, you know, a large percentage of your sales through the credit cards. A lot of times that opens up some opportunity for kind of a larger approval than than a traditional working capital line, if that's a term that you could use.
I have to talk to our bookkeeper because, you know, he was explaining it to me. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Yes, it opens up options, and then, of course, it's always based on, if you have a bad week, there's nothing to worry about. You know, you're not paying $1,800.
Exactly that.
We're willing, but, you know, we just have other obligations that we also have to make sure we pay, and if we have a good sale, say a good week, you know, it's a little above average, and it happens, you know, we run our sales and everything else, you know, it's nice to say, okay, we're still at $1,800 versus now we owe $3,000 because we had a great sale. So I'm willing to entertain it. I know exactly what you mean. I'd be willing to look at the options. I mean, like I said, I'm the kind of guy that, you know, I don't make a decision on my own. I bring in people. And I think it's just a good way of leadership to say, okay, what do you think? Especially the financial people. I'm open to it, though. I'm not going to
say no. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I just want to make sure. A lot of businesses are particular one way or the other on it. If it's something that you're at least willing to see what the options are, I'd like to go ahead and get as many options as we can to come back at you with so we can find the best one. So, you know, going through the credit cards might be something that we can do. We'll take a look and we'll compare it to what some other options are too.
I have no problem with that.
Okay, perfect. So let me see here. We got on the Swift, do you have any idea about what your current balance is right now with them?
I think, we owed them about 90 back over the course of a year.
Uh-huh.
And we started in April or May, so we're 3 months, 4 months at $8,000 a month, 90. So we're probably at 60. I may have put down 75 because, you know, when you look at it, because let's see, if we're paying back $8,000 a month and we're finished in May, so how many months do we have left? 10? No. 8 months,
June, July, August. You're about 3 months into it at eight times 80,
so we're about 60. So just say roughly 60.
It might be
a little bit higher, but.
Okay. All right. Well, a little feedback on that for you. Basically, the way that what you're looking for is kind of called a payoff loan. So we'll get you approved for an amount that is larger than what your current balance is. But the rule of thumb is, in order to pay off a current balance, you need to net as much capital as you are paying off. So in your case, if your balance is around $60,000, we're paying off $60. You would need to net an additional $60. So I would have to get you approved for $120,000. That would be for the year.
Oh, okay. Because I said per month, I'm like, I wouldn't be calling you.
No, for the year. So like I'm talking, or even if we can get the term longer than a year or two, it's just on your current balance, we would need to net in total an equal amount to what your current balance is. So we'd be looking at least getting $120,000 approval for you. That would pay off the Swift, and then you would net $60,000 for your operating capital.
Now, you can base it on the prior year tax returns.
So it'll be based on a couple of things. So I'll take a look at last year's tax return. Do you have 2015 finished?
It's almost done. I know we were on extension. I think it's the guy needed. So, I mean, we have it good enough. I mean, we have...
Well, hey, if you have the extension, all I would need is the 2014 tax return with the extension. But in order to kind of, you know, evaluate the cash flow...
Well, 15 was better. I don't want to cut you off, but 15, obviously, we go better and better every year. So I want you to see 15.
Sure. And
we're making more money in 15, so...
Okay, so here's a little feedback on that for you. Now, I know the amount on 15 is going to be higher than the amount on 14, but really, what we get your gross sales from are the most recent bank statements. So we'll take a look at 6 months of your bank statements. I know you said you're probably busier in the winter time. If we want to include those months as well, we could do, if it's not, you know, too much work, if you want to send me 12 months of the bank statements, I can probably get you a larger approval to base it off of your busy months.
Okay, no, that's good, because December, January are big, and you go back 6 months.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that. So if that's the case, you know, you don't have to worry about the totals that are on the tax return. The tax return is just kind of a requirement to, you know, at least get the process started. But really, the total amount that we're able to get to you is based on the actual bank statements that we're going to analyze. So let's send the strongest bank statements. I need at least the 6 months, but if we can do the full year, I can get probably the strongest approval out of it.
Well, I can't cherry pick. I mean, if it's 6 months or 12 months, I mean, it's every month. I'm not going to say.
Yeah, no, exactly.
April. April was the sole month.
No, exactly that. I need all six, but if we want to go deeper, let's do all 12.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, and then also, since we're going to at least explore the credit card avenue, I'll need 4 months of the merchant processing statements.
Okay.
So it's just the bank statements, the processing statements, and the tax return. And I'll put all of this in an email to you.
You know what? Why don't we do this? I have everything zipped. I mean, I don't know if it might only be 3 months of bank statements or 3 months of merchant, but why don't we do this, Sam? I have, all right, hold on. My bookkeeper sent everything to me on a zip drive, and I'm at that age. You sound like a young guy, so you're probably up to speed on technology. I'm at that cusp of, yeah, technology started to come out when I was becoming of age, but I know it. So anyway, he sent me this zip thing, and it has 3 or 4 months. But what I want you to do, why don't you look at this and then email me and say, okay, Scott, thank you. Let's go back more. Because this only has X,
I got you.
3 months of X in. Okay, so this way then I don't have to bother him with more. And so give me a second here to pull it up, and then I will send it to you.
Okay, perfect.
Directly, and then take a look at it. Let me know. You know, January very big. I mean, we're talking probably 150% more than what we make on a normal month, which is why I like it to be there.
Yeah.
I don't think he included that. But yeah, if it helps. Now, if you call me and say, Scott, based on these numbers, we can give you 150, I'll be like, wow, great. But if we can't, then, you know, it is what it is. But if you need more, we'll get more. All right, so
Absolutely.
What is your email, Sam?
So my email is samw@bankofcardiff.com.
All right, let's spell that. Bank with a K, right?
Yes.
Of, and then card.
Cardiff is C-A-R-D like David. IFF like Frank.
Okay.
And then it's .com.
All right, Sam W. You're out in California.
Yes, San Diego.
They make you come in early so you can hit the East Coast people.
Oh, yeah. I'm here at 6 o'clock.
Do you leave it? What time do you leave? Do you leave at 3?
That's the sweet deal. I get out at 3.
Uh-huh.
I can't. I will never complain about that.
No.
All right, I got your email.
Lawyer, when I was a corporate lawyer, I used to leave my house at 4 to get in the office at 5, and I'd come home at 1. And I'd get a lot of stuff done, but people used to bitch and moan, Scott's never here. I literally was in the office 4 hours before people, so no, I heard you. I mean, I'd rather get it done. Yeah. But let me tell you, today's technology in that, I mean, I don't know about your job, but you never leave work.
I mean, oh, no, I never do. Even if I tried, I couldn't.
Yeah, and I don't know how you get paid. I'm sure there's maybe some kind of bonuses, commission bonus. So you don't want to, you know, let that phone call go.
Exactly.
Call the next guy. Yeah. So you have to. I mean, it's tough. It's I'm sure financial rewarding, you know, for your efforts. But my God, you could never shut down.
Yeah. Tell my wife that.
Yeah. I mean, it's if you can respond to emails with one eye on the email, one eye on her, or, you know, doing what you're doing and not being in growth. You can balance it. You can do well. But all right, good. So you got the email. All right. Let me know if there's a problem opening it. Again, that's where I'm not too technically savvy.
Okay.
I know it's a zip drive, but you should be able to.
No, I got it open. So do you have, is it two accounts with TD Bank?
Yeah, one is just for payroll and one is operating. Now, all money goes into operating. Then we transfer out of there into payroll.
Into payroll. Okay, perfect.
We don't want any payroll checks bouncing. You know, not that they do, but, you know, you have to make sure employees are paid before anything.
Sure. Okay. All right. So looking at it right now, so first off, I'm definitely going to need a few more months of bank statements.
Okay.
What we have here, we have the most recent three. So we have May, June, and July. What I would need is, and I think it would be best if we did all 12. So if you went back to starting with August of 15,
okay,
up through April of 16.
You know what? I think we switched banks from PNC to TD. I think that was October. Not that I'm hiding anything, but I think, because I know when we were doing this with Swift. Again, it's just, you know, it's like, oh, we shut one down because, only because we like TD better and members and stuff. So well, let me ask my bookkeeper when we did that. But if we go back to August, again, you can look at it and just let me know. You know, okay, yeah. I mean, the money was there. It's just that I think it was in October. It was kind of like, oh, wait, you're only making half as much. But,
oh, you had half and half split on the transition.
I think in the month of October. Yeah, I think so. I have to ask him.
Okay, and I can work through that. Even if that is the case, I can work through that. If we have the bank statements, I have the explanation. Like you said, the money is there.
Yeah, money's there. But we'll go back. I mean, honestly, I want you to see at least December forward.
That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Okay, so now also, to give you, and I'm going to reply to your email, and I'm going to give you the exact list of everything that I'm going to need from you, but I'm just going to run it by you right now too. So also with the merchant statements, I'm going to need one more month because we require four, and we have the most recent three right here.
Right.
So it's going to be an additional month on the merchant statements, and then I will still need the 2014 tax return with the 2015 extension.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have one more thing. I'm going to keep this as easy as possible, so only one more. But with the Swift loan, because we're going to try to go for a payoff loan, I just need you to send me the it's usually the first page of the contract that you have for that loan.
You know what? They sent me an e-doc.
God. Okay.
I don't know if I have something. I mean, I guess I can ask them.
Okay, but you know what?
I know you need it.
Yeah, you know what? I think I might be able to make something work if we can just run down real quick. I want to make sure I have the right details on the loan that you have. So with Swift, it's a weekly payment?
Weekly of 1,800 and change.
Okay, and I'll see that on the
page. $75,000. Payoff was low 90s, maybe 92.
Okay.
They did it pretty much. Their 75 was pretty much an average of 1 month of credit card sales.
All right.
I think so, or a little less, like 90%. I think that's what they did, because they kind of did a bait and switch. They're promising me 150 easy. No, I think 190. And then they called me and they're like, oh, no, you know, we just have to play it safe. And I'm like, I understand, you know, but don't get me all, leave me high and dry here.
Yeah, that seems like a funny way to do it. 180.
And they're like, yeah, literally, right down last minute, they're like, oh, you know, we can only give you 75, but we'll give you another 75 in 6 months. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. But again, I don't even know if I believe them at that point, so.
Yeah, and I would say take that with a grain of salt. I mean, we run a similar program where once you're an existing customer, the options are better, but it's almost impossible for us to tell you exactly what you're going to qualify for on the renewal time because it's based on those recent bank statements that, you know, don't exist right now. So like I said, I'm all about giving, you know, reasonable expectations, so I don't want to set you up for something that's not going to be the case.
No, and believe me, I've learned, and I know how this works, and, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, it's painless, this process. I mean, this is nothing, just getting your documents, but, you know, it's just, you know, you're right, you just can't... expectations too high.
Exactly that. I could sit here and tell you, you know, oh, let's get you, based on your sales, you know, we can do 75, no doubt, and I can get you another 75 in 6 months. But, I mean, that's all purely speculative, right?
Right. But I know there's some goodwill in there. I think if, you know, if we continue paying or don't miss a payment or don't alter, I think you have to pay down so much. I think that's how you guys operate.
Exactly. For ours, once you get 40% of the term paid off, then you are open to the renewal options that the rates are obviously better because you're an existing customer. That mitigates a lot of the risk. But also we'll do kind of a more recent look at the bank statements to get a new quote for you.
Right. But good. I mean, it's, Yeah, 40% of the balance. I think that's what they said. Yeah, and of course, they had the option that we can always go back to them and say, oh, hey, we had some slow months. Don't take X amount this week. But yeah. I never did that because I want to pay it down because, you know, I want to get the additional financing.
Yeah, and we have that same option, too. It's not always taken advantage of, but really all it is we'll press pause on the term and wait for the payment to be there. And all that would do is extend your term out for the period that we press pause. But that's available too. Okay, so Swift, it's 92 total payback on 75. That was 12 months.
Yeah. If you do the math, it should be about $8,000 a month.
Okay. All right. I think with that basic info, I should be able to just go ahead and at least get the first approval. Ultimately, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to need paperwork from Swift.
Yes.
I mean, I know what's going to happen. If I call them, they're going to, they know what I'm doing.
Exactly that.
We'll offer you this, we'll offer you that. And I don't know if they did that in hindsight, if they did the electro sign on purpose.
So honestly, I think that they do. From the experience that I've had, they make it as difficult for the customers to get that type of information because they know giving that out, somebody, another lender is going to step in.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I believe it. But yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, they have to give you the document.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, these e-docs are only available for like 24 hours.
Yep.
So I can't even go back and look at old emails. I know there'll be a link that doesn't work anymore. So better smart in an evil way, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, I think with the information that I have right now, and then I'll send you the extra documents that I'll need for the bank statements and the merchant statements, I should be able to get you the approval. From there, if everything makes sense, we'll ultimately need to get a payoff letter from Swift, but let's wait,
right.
And let's wait until we have everything in order so we can just plug and play.
Sure. Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen Swift not give payoff letters? Like, just totally jam it up. Like, sorry.
I've seen them jam it up for about, my last experience, it was probably about 4 or 5 days, and they know doing that when a file is in a funding period, any type of delay like that causes a huge problem, and a lot of times the deal will fall through. So it's an intentional withholding that they do. But yeah. I know for a fact that they will give you the payoff letter if you apply a little force.
Okay. Yeah, well, again, I just want to be prepared for it because, it's...
Yeah, and actually that's very smart because in these situations when it takes people by surprise, they're left hanging and they're at the mercy of, their original lender.
Oh, I know, and all they want to do is keep funding you and you'll never get out of it. I mean, I know I can't do this forever, but I know that it's, financially... it's your business, and I don't want to knock it, and obviously I'm talking to you, and I'm, working with these bunch of lenders. It would be nice to have a standard small business loan, but I'm not a pessimist, but it ain't happening.
I'm a realist, too. I always recommend, I like to hash out every option that's available, and if you have that option, a lot of times it makes more sense than what we have, and I have no problem with
that. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
That's the thing. My bookkeeper's like, oh, just find the traditional loan. I'm like, and I talk to bankers, and it's like, oh, my God, are you crazy? And they're like, okay, yeah, everything's good. We can do this. But then they just, I don't know, the gamut they run you through, and it's like, mm-hmm. It's like, at the end of the day, the amount of interest I would pay back over 5 or 6 years might be a little less, though I'm paying it all right now, and I'm paying a year, and it's gouging versus, paying $1,800 a month versus $1,800. But it's like, I made the decision that we can do it financially, so we're going to do it, and then it'll be said and done, and then we're done. And then in a year and a half, we have no debt left.
Yeah, it's onward and upward from there.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, good. Well, send me an email. I'll look to... get everything to you. Hopefully he can get it to me this afternoon. But yeah, just whatever you need, and we'll go from there.
Okay, awesome. Oh, one last thing. I am going to send in the email. I'm going to attach an application. I know you faxed over the fax to fund application, but I know for a fact for this particular program that I'm trying to get you in with the payoff loan, I'm going to send you an application that's more specific to that program. It's very basic. Okay. It's one page, but I just need you to fill that out for me too.
Okay, not a problem.
All right, so I'll attach that, and I'll send the email right now. It'll probably take me about 5 minutes to put it together.
I have some meetings this afternoon, so you might not hear from me right away. But, the time zone difference would help somewhat. But,
yeah, there's a lag.
but I know you leave early. But in any case, we'll be talking today or tomorrow.
Okay, absolutely, absolutely. And let me know if you have any questions with anything that I send your way.
Sounds good. I appreciate the call, Sam. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.